At the Water for Food Conference in Lincoln, Nebraska, we're visiting with Joe Keyshaw, Research Director with DuPont Pioneer. And Joe works in maize product development, both corn and grain sorghum. Joe, we want to talk to you. We've talked to you here before about drought resistance and in the products that you're developing, and that's a pretty important part of this whole discussion about improving water use efficiency of agriculture.
That's right, and this Water for Food Conference is a great opportunity for the world, really, to come together, talk about the issues of producing enough food to supply the world and the growing needs that we have for food, feed, and fuel, and realizing that water is probably the most critical factor in sustainable agriculture and the effective use of that water, using it to the best possibilities with respect to yield. So it complements well with what we're doing here in the U.S. within Pioneer with our targeted drought research, and we get the chance to share what we're doing and how it affects what we're having for our goals and yield.
You were telling me that 2012, as terrible a year as it was for agriculture in general, actually there was a kind of a silver lining there as far as the work that you do.
Yeah, for us, really getting high-quality drought data is an annual challenge. We have to set up a lot of special environments in areas that get very little rainfall, and then we supplement it with irrigation just to save the crop from burning up. This past year, we got a lot of really good drought data from states like Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, even northern Iowa, Minnesota, which typically are very blessed with rain, where they didn't get their 200 bushel. They got their 80 or 90 bushel. So we were able to take a lot of that results, those yield results, and really apply our drought models, our whole genome predictions, and learn a lot about the genetics of the drought diversity in those added environments. So it really helped to enhance our database.
Mm-hmm. So kind of maybe speeding up the process here of finding those improved hybrids?
Yeah, it really did. In fact, if you look at even the ultra-early maturities for us, the 90-day type maturity, we had some really good drought data sets that allowed us to commercialize some Optimum Aquamax products in those early 90-day maturities, which we had not been able to tap into before. So it allowed us to do that.
So where would you say we're at as far as progress, and where do you hope to be, and how soon?
Yeah, we're still building our pipeline. We are not yet at maturity with respect to our targeted drought breeding. We've been working on it for the last 5 to 7 years, but within that next year or two, we'll have a full pipeline of products developed specifically for the drought acres, and we're seeing a significant enhancement of yield in those tough environments. And one of our challenges is to maintain that top-end yield potential, because we've found that if farmers do get rain, they want those good yields, good response to the rainfall. So we really need to keep our eye on both ends of the yield spectrum, that stability under tough drought conditions, yet the ability to give really outstanding yields if we get a rain.
Now, you mentioned, or as we mentioned here, you are also working in grain sorghum, and grain sorghum acres have declined greatly over the years, but We keep hearing talk that there's still a niche there, and it may be growing.
Yeah, sorghum acres have come down. I grew up in central Nebraska. We used to see a lot of sorghum acres, or milo as we called it then, back in the 70s, but today you see very little. Kansas is the number one state for sorghum, and Texas is number two, and I think they have found a new life with respect to the limited irrigation in some areas where they don't have the 30 inches or 20 inches of irrigation they used to have. So sorghum has a place. It's a very tough crop for heat and drought stress. It can kind of go almost dormant for a while till you get that rain. So I think there are some areas where sorghum acreage may grow. And with respect to biofuels, there's been some changes in the value for ethanol produced from sorghum that makes it more attractive.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that seed companies, again, with the decline in interest, that they kind of de-emphasize grain sorghum research over the years. I mean, is that coming back up again?
Well, we have maintained our research over the last 10, 15 years in sorghum. We have not decreased, but we have moved where we do our research. When I joined the company in 1983, we had a research center at York focused on sorghum. And when those acres were moving out of this part of the state, we actually moved it to North Platte. And we stayed out there for a few years, and then we ultimately moved that to Manhattan, Kansas, where we found a stable supply of acres. So our total investment in sorghum has not decreased. Even though the acres have gone down, we wanted to have a continual flow of products coming out. So we think we're in pretty good shape right now for sorghum research.
So you're on the program here on a panel discussion about what the industry is doing to address some of these issues. You know, what's your basic message to folks here?
The title of our section is Surviving the Drought of 2012, 80 Years of Innovation in Research. And I'm going to talk specifically about plant breeding and what we have done over the last 60 years within Pioneer, how we started, what we've learned along the way as far as growing good drought research plots. And the thing I'm going to tell folks is to do good drought research, you have to have data every year. So you have to go to places that it doesn't rain very much. You got to have great soils with deep uniform profiles because you're going to sample the water holding capacity deeper into the soil. You need to have irrigation because you can't afford to burn up that crop. So you need to be able to impose the type of stress that you want. We call it a managed stress environment. Then finally, balancing that yield selection for yield under stress versus yield under good conditions if you get rain.